What has almost 20 years of war, trillions of dollars, and thousands dead meant for Afghanistan? The answer to that question lies in Doha, Qatar. For 6 months, that's where the Afghan government and the Taliban have been negotiating a possible peace treaty. One of the people at the table is Fawzia Koofi, which is a huge deal in and of itself. She's a member of Afghanistan's parliament and one of only a handful of women brought to Doha as part of the Afghan government's negotiating team.
Our people have been, unfortunately, in the active war for more than 4 decades. They want to see this war end tomorrow, and even tomorrow is very late. And personally, I have left my children back home. And every morning when I wake up, I do not want to open my phone easily because I do not want to really hear another bad news of what happened to my own daughters.
She lives in fear, as do so many Afghans, of the violence in Kabul right now. Targeted killings are on the rise, and the U.S. is putting new pressure on both the Taliban and the Afghan government to declare a ceasefire and find a political solution. In a letter to Afghanistan's president, U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken suggested that if a transitional government isn't put in place to oversee a peace process and new elections held in Afghanistan, the U.S. may pull out its remaining troops by May 1st. Fawzia Koofi told me the U.S. proposal has merit.
What the U.S. proposed in terms of the political proposal does not come out of the sky. These are the ideas that we discuss. We shared with the United States Special Envoy. We talk about them in Kabul. So they are part of the ideas.
So you would support President Ashraf Ghani stepping down, leaving office to make way for a transitional peace government?
These are the things we have to really agree in the table. At this stage, we still need some more time to get into those details, maybe in a few weeks, about how a political settlement should look like. It has to be focused in a way that we should avoid collapse of our institutions. For the past 20 years, we have invested along with our partners and allies, including the United States, blood and treasure to have these institutions. Now, we cannot easily let them collapse because the fear is, how are we going to then establish them to the extent that they can be inclusive and on the principles of democracy that they are now, including constitution? Our constitution is one of the most inclusive based on the principles of democracy, yet Islamic. Are we going to really ensure, put mechanisms in place to preserve this constitution? Of course, with some amendments, because we need to listen to the other side as well. But we need to keep the core principles of the constitution. These are not easy tasks ahead of us.
Just recently, 3 Afghan female journalists were assassinated. You yourself have been the target of an assassination attempt twice. How are you able to sit in a room at the table with representatives of the Taliban who tried to have you killed?
There are difficult moments. It is difficult in some occasions to digest some of the memories, but we have a proverb that you cannot wash blood with another blood. You need water to wash blood. So we really need to pour a lot of water to clean up all the bloods that has been in this country, in this land for 4 decades. And therefore, we need to listen to the victims of war. We need to really pursue a victim-centric justice. This is the core issue also for us in the negotiation team, at least for me personally, because I have been a victim of this war. Not only my own self have been attacked and injured, and still my right hand does not work properly, but also I lost my father, brothers, my family member.
Fawzia, can you tell me what happened to your arm?
I was targeted in August, 14th of August, 2020. And as a result, it was injured. We were lucky. We escaped. It was targeted kind of bullet shooting. One bullet got to my right arm and there was a bone fracture. And I came actually to the negotiation when my hand was still, it was in a bandage, it was in a cast actually. And I negotiated, and because I want to also demonstrate to the Taliban that the power of words are stronger than the power of bullets, because how many people will be killed in Afghanistan in order to silence the demand for freedom, for equality, for justice? It will not be silenced.
Under the Taliban, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but women were not allowed to leave the home without a male escort. Girls could not go to school. Women could not work. Life as an Afghan woman was oppressive, to say the least. What makes you think that the Taliban has completely changed their point of view on women's rights and would accept what you're asking for.
Nothing actually makes me think that the Taliban have completely changed. What makes me hopeful is the transformed Afghanistan. Over the past 20 years, Afghanistan has really transformed socially. Yes, there are problems. I'm not talking about the government. I'm not talking about how much poverty, lack of rule of law, corruption, etc. But I'm talking about social transformation. Over the past 20 years, we have transformed enormously. And that transformation is a means of resistance for me. And plus, I hope that the international community will also stand by our common value and support us, because these are the values that we have invested blood and treasure together. We need to protect them.
Do you want the U.S. military to have some presence in Afghanistan going forward?
It depends on how the peace talks will end up. If there is a peace settlement, which will really result not only a political peace, but also hopefully a social peace and accepting the fact that there can be a coexistence, I don't want any foreign troop in my country. But the fact that U.S. troops came to Afghanistan was not only the security of Afghanistan, but also the fact that your own territory was at risk. No, the 11th September attack happened. Therefore, the U.S. troops decided to come to Afghanistan. So let's all make sure that Afghanistan is not once again for the purpose of any terroristic attack. And if we have that assurance, then the U.S. troops leave. But if they do not have that assurance, and if still there are terroristic groups or military extremist groups in Afghanistan that can threaten the world security, I think the withdrawal should be condition-based instead of like dates and deadlines.
Fawzia Koofi, member of Afghanistan's parliament and of the Afghan government's negotiating team. Fawzia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.